Because we're the only locally produced sports talk radio show, so we're number one by default.
Beat off the competition, left and right.
That's right, baby.
There is no one left and right, but we're still beating them off.
TVP, we start in a minute here. As always, we want to thank you for spending part of your evening with the nonsense it is we got going on around here. We also want to thank future Hall of Famer Patrick Riley, a real estate professional with Century 21 Select, specializing in properties in Chico and Butte Meadows. Patrick is dedicated to helping buyers and sellers achieve their real estate goals with kind, quality service. Patrick can be reached at 530-588-6593. Shout out to our guy, Patrick Riley. And once again, shout out to you, our listener. We appreciate y'all.
Shout out to everyone that said the under in the first 5 minutes of a sexual innuendo to come out of the show. So,
and shout out to your thumb, bro.
Yeah,
that threw me off right
what?
Now.
The dude's got a painted
Golden Gate Bridge painted.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay. Yeah. I was like, wait, why are you talking about his thumb?
Well, I had the American flag with the Wu-Tang logo a week ago. So,
oh,
the guy's right. Painting his fingernails.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Just supporting the fiance, you know.
Yeah, makes sense.
She needs to practice somehow.
Yeah. Right?
I don't pay the bills.
What that means. She practices all day when she's working.
Well, it's more of like...
No, but that's perfection out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the designs she's perfecting
her trait.
Yeah, you're not...
You're the guinea pig for the design she's never worked on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, are you paying her for this?
Oh, yeah, but in other ways. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Cooking.
Two. Let's go. Shouts to you if you took two innuendos before 5 minutes. All right. You want to turn me up? You want to turn that down? You want to start the show?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Let's do it.
Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. Talking about practice, man.
But the pinky's a little nicer, I feel.
Is it?
I don't know. The pink. I mean, maybe a little class A because you put your pinkies up when you drink, you know?
Pinky's always up.
But the thumb, again, like I said, a little more surface area to work with.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. And y'all know the drill. I'm Jarrell. Partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isamaki with me.
What's good, party people?
We got our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it because you can't take this money with you. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, we got the 18 Will and Fake Cowboy himself, Stuntman Brad.
Yeah!
I got a feel. I think if you drive an 18-wheeler, I think you can rock cowboy gear. I think that's like an unofficial horse kind of thing. It's like a freight train.
A horse is a horse.
I know, yeah. Horse is a horse, but like, let's face it, you can't like... Hey, horse, let's travel 1,800 miles with this stuff behind you. No, you can't do that anymore. Not in the sheer load. So, like, this is a modern day. I think they can be...
Well, I also drive you a think steel most, horse.
You think most truck drivers are cowboys? And not
I think you can
drivers.
Be. If you want to dress up cowboy, you can if you're driving 18-wheeler. If you don't ride a horse. Like, let's say you're not an automatic horse rider, like, but you get into 18-wheeler and you want to adopt the cowboy persona.
But you've never ridden a horse.
You have to ride a horse. You have to have ridden
That's
a horse.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You have to have
That's
ridden a horse to at least have the opportunity to get in there. But if you are an 18-wheeler,
this is what
you
I'm
can
saying.
Do that persona as well, as long as you've ridden the requirements of a horse.
Snapman Brad, admittedly... Has never once ridden a horse.
Well, I do find that troubling, though.
This makes you a fake cowboy.
It has not been out of actual, like, just not even trying. I've been trying for a long time.
How do you ride a horse and you don't?
The only people with horses are what I do.
I'll find you a horse.
I would say, man, I'm pretty sure there's, like, horses. It's called the internet, my dude. I'm pretty sure there are places out there that will give you horse riding lessons.
You can ride a horse if you really...
Yeah.
You have not tried
It's honestly very fun.
Yeah.
It's like I've
all three of us have ridden a horse.
Mexico is a great place to ride a horse. They will just let you roam free. They don't care. They have no restrictions. Right. You have to wear a helmet out there. You probably should. Riding one out there in Mexico.
Well,
but
in Mexico,
my goodness,
you can do pretty much anything.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You could shoot a gray whale in the head if you wanted in Mexico.
It's like God's land out there, you know? Yeah, God's in command out there.
Yeah, you can hunt a tiger. Like, they don't care.
Hunt a tiger.
You can do whatever.
You got to bring in that tiger first, though. I don't think you're going to be
made
into
it. I'm sorry, that was Texas.
Texas has those ranches right now. Yeah.
But you could definitely kick a porpoise in the face in Mexico if you wanted.
That being said, the fact you haven't ridden I feel like that you need to take him to a dude ranch or something to give you at least some baptism by fire right now.
I'd be down for that.
I just think you cannot roll around in cowboy boots and cowboy hat never have ridden a horse. It just seems contradictory. You just want to be something you're not.
If you have that combo on, it's definitely.
So working with hay doesn't count either?
No.
No.
A horse is
Did you put that hay in front of a horse and then get on top of the horse and ride the horse?
Well, not the second part, no.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the part you're missing.
If you're using that hay to feed a horse directly and then using that horse to get home, fine. But no.
All right.
If you built the hay, like the hay bale. Maybe.
That I didn't do.
Oh, okay. Well,
I unloaded the squeeze by hand.
It takes blood, sweat, tears, and the ability to ride a horse. That's all what a cowboy is, unfortunately. Yeah.
I thought it was just the blood, sweat, and tears. I didn't realize the horse was
the horse
involved.
The horse is the centerpiece.
Let's stay here for a second. At any point in your cowboying career, did you think, this is kind of a facade? Because I've never ridden a horse. You're like, I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. This is my life. I'm a cowboy.
I've never called myself a cowboy.
But if you wear a cowboy hat and you wear a cowboy boots, it doesn't have to call yourself a cowboy. You are trying to be a cowboy. That's the cowboy uniform.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
that would be essentially like if a person walked around in a NBA jersey and the NBA shorts and basketball shoes. It'd be like having the whole getup just as you're walking around. Like, oh, I'm not trying to be. I'm just dressing the part, but I've never played basketball in my life.
It'd be like me dressing up as a police officer, and you run up for help, and I'm like, oh, no, this is just the way I dress.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, because at least I would do something about whatever they're trying to ask for.
Not if they're trying, they needed help riding a horse. Then you wouldn't be able to do anything.
One thing.
We're up here in Northern where there are plenty of horses, I feel.
There's horses everywhere.
I see the poop they leave behind. Yeah. Okay?
And they're all individual people's horses that they own. Yeah, a lot of people do not let you just ride their horse unless you know them.
I'm just saying.
I've known a lot of girls that have said, hey, we own horses, you can ride them, and then they just leave. So I've had opportunities like that.
Hold on. I want to dive deeper into that.
Do we want to open that bag?
Yeah, do we really want to open up that bag?
I do.
There's been many women that I've pursued and tried to date, and they have owned horses, and they have told me that I could come over and ride the horse.
Okay. And then somewhere between that and you trying to go over there, something fell apart.
Yes.
So you happened.
No, some other guy happened, usually in a uniform of some sort. That's why
this happened on multiple occasions?
Yes, multiple occasions. Wow. I had a very... This
okay,
is
so
why
when
I
you
don't...
say you have tried to ride a horse, it's not entirely a fabrication.
No.
You have...
100%. You've had an intent to ride a horse.
Yes, because a lot of the times it's been, I could either go buy, like...
I'm surprised you're still wearing it. I'd be traumatized at this point in time. I'd be like, horses are not for me, nor is the cowboy outfit. It's gone.
Yeah, I'd be
I am persistent in trying to ride a horse.
But I think
at the same time,
the women realize instantaneously the fraud that you are when you
I don't feel like I'm a fraud though, because I work my butt off. I blood, sweat, and tears. I just
where's the last and though?
Yeah, the last part.
It's and or it's and. You don't have the and in. The last and is important.
Yeah, the last and is important.
All,
I understand
all the
that.
Ands are important.
There's a lot of hardworking people that aren't cowboys.
Yeah.
I get that. I understand that.
I mean, I was going to throw myself in there, but I'm nowhere near hard blood, sweat, and tears at all. Not a lot of labor work. Cowboys
who aren't hardworking.
You're not wrong.
Literally
I get
none
that.
Who have never ridden a horse.
Again, I've never prescribed to the cowboy way of life, but
you're just taking drugs all the time. You're just like, I'm going to take it all the time, but I'm not going to prescribe to it. That's illegal drug taking right there. Okay. Wow.
No, but country, I will prescribe to that lifestyle, not cowboy lifestyle. Completely different.
There's a difference.
Okay, now we're going somewhere else.
There's a difference, because to be a cowboy, I feel like you have to be able to, at least wear a buckle. I will never wear a buckle that I didn't earn. That's cowboy.
Okay, sorry.
All right?
Lines are being drawn right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, there's a difference between being a cowboy, being country.
But I feel like country people still have ridden a horse.
Some have, some haven't. Depends on where you're at from.
I'm looking this up right 80%. Now. What is the difference?
What is the difference between
country and...
Yeah.
I guess probably it's a horse.
Anyways.
The ability to afford a horse. That's the difference between country and cowboy is the horse. That's a big hurdle to cross because they are expensive.
Because, I
They're
mean, you have a lot of like ag people that either run an orchard or a farm.
Okay, true. Here we go. Cowboys are a subset of country boys. Cowboys are the ones with cowboy hats, riding horses and wrangling cattle and whatnot. This is obviously a very
very niche. There's a lot of people out there that wear cowboy hats and boots and all that stuff that have never herded cattle.
Country boys is the general term for rural young men, pickup trucks, hay bales, hunting, mudding, etc.
Thank you.
I feel like that should be just boot wearing. You know, I feel like once you throw the hat on top, I feel like you gotta have one or the other.
But you're
you can't wear both of them at the same time.
Not from the country. You're from the middle of Chico.
Which is
the middle
of the
back
country.
When I was a kid, it was very farming.
I mean, as a guy who comes from the metropolitan city, and yourself, you have to say, this is pretty rural.
Yeah.
It has grown a lot since we have grown around, but like it's look around us. There's nothing around us.
Yeah, that's fair.
When I was a kid, this was a town, not a city.
We're the big city in the northern part of the area.
We don't have an airport. We can't be a city.
Yeah, we do.
We don't have
a working airport. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Either way, we are the big town that everyone comes to. They come into Chico.
There is literally nothing around us, so you get to Sac.
Yeah.
And that place.
The sad thing is Redding is the commercial airport in the North State.
Well, Redding's bigger than us.
Yeah. They're like almost twice our size.
Yeah.
What?
They're like 200,000 up there.
No. I think it's like 150.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to look this one
Chico's
up. We're not
like
even
100?
We're not that small.
I love that this episode should just be called Splitting Hairs. That's the title on the podcast. Do you want to talk sports?
I mean, we are a sports talk show, so.
I mean, I'm
93,000.
Yeah, I'm fine with getting to the bottom of whatever this
in
is.
In Redding.
Wow, so maybe you are bigger.
93,000.
Wow, man. I was
you're way off, dude.
93?
102 in Chico. Okay.
Oh, we're
better. Meth is a hell of a drug, though. It docks out a lot of people. Okay?
That is true.
You know? So, maybe one point in time there was 200,000.
They're not filling
like,
out a census form.
You know? Exactly. I'm just saying, like,
they've tried to, but.
You got lost in the mail. You know?
At least 150,000 if you add all the tweets.
I mean, like you can add in Anderson and all that stuff over in that area, but I mean, still, you could also add in Oroville, Paradise.
So we're the big dogs up north.
We are.
This is our.
I feel like that's a much actual representation of our park.
Oh my god! All right,
jeez.
You're welcome, Chico.
Messi, you want to talk about?
Might as well. That was chef's kiss.
Would you like a whole intro?
Give it to me, baby. There's a lot to get into this football world right now.
All right. And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer.
What is happening?
With a man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Yes. We're talking MLS, guys. Get ready.
Man.
Gird your loins.
Why?
Messi! Oh, Messi, you beautiful goat. That stunning left foot of yours. That brilliant mind in the making. Oh, my goodness. Chef's kiss all around. Rudy said you'll kiss your face. I'll kiss your boot and your face, brother, if I saw you now.
Hey.
We had ourselves a debut of all debuts one could possibly have. Inter Miami against Cruz Azul in a league between MLS, all the North American clubs right now. And he comes in as a sub, doesn't start the game. But the man does what he does and just makes it look so effortlessly. He has some passes that defy physics. In that game alone, he does it every single time he touches the ball. It is just beautiful to watch. And the fact, again, like he does, it just looks so effortless for the man when he does it. When the ball is at his feet, it is a string. He doesn't let that go unless he wants to let it go. But then it comes down to the 94th minute where this game is sealed shut right now. No one has broken through. But a free kick is placed at the edge of the 18-yard box, probably about 20 to 25 yards from the goal. Messi steps up behind. Everyone knows he's taking it. There's no question about it. Don't even try to take it, anybody else. The whole world is here to see this moment right now. Luckily for me, I was able to catch it on the beautiful Mexican television right now, because that's the truest way, the purest form of way watching football.
Telemundo?
It wasn't on Telemundo. It was the TUN, TUDN. Okay. But either way, either way.
Still in Spanish.
Still in Spanish, and is still done with pure perfection. And what does Messi do? He hits it with pure perfection. Over the wall, crisply curling into the top bins to give a 1-0 victory to Inter Miami in his debut. Again, happening around the 94th minute. It was perfect. It was utterly perfect. Only it can only happen with him. It really can. No one else is going to have that type of moment, that type of setup, and put it with that type of perfection. It is Messi. And he really did. All the stars turned up. LeBron James was there. Serena Williams was there. Kim Kardashian was there.
Speaking of goats.
A goat was literally there. I'm sure he was. It had to be, right? Yeah,
for sure it was an actual goat
there. Yeah. Kim K, the goat. She was there. Okay. We gotta give shouts. And Serena. There are goats in the building right now. I wouldn't be surprised if Tom Brady was there at some point.
Oh, he probably was.
He probably was, right? If he was, they would have shown him, though. He's the talk of the town, no matter what. But that being said, he does that. And I just hope we get more of it. Obviously, we probably will. But I do hope that this does give a little, like I said, we talked about a lot of last week of what he will do. Obviously, this year with Inter Miami are going to be intense. They're going to be a lot of fun. You're going to get the viewership on there. But you do hope they find a way to really bring more attention to this beautiful game, make it realize that there is, when we have that good thing rolling, if you want the USA to ever have a chance, we need this to take off right now. We need the people to adapt. We need our best talent to want to play this game. Because right now they don't. They want to play football. American football. They want to play basketball. They're going to baseball. It's a good shout to them, but right now, but let them know what could happen. The globe, the world could be yours with this beautiful game. So shouts to Messi and what he's doing right there. Shouts to the MLS for trying. Got to give it that. I watched a game of an MLS team for the most part. I watched it, guys. They got me. You got me. You're going to get me more. If you put them on TV, I'll watch it. But I'm not subscribing to anything.
No.
Like we did say. Nothing to subscribe. I'm not giving you more money.
I'm not paying.
No, no. You got to. I'm going to mainline him, but you got to give him for free. Give him for free, okay? Huh. That being said, the future GOAT is possibly on the move as well. We're talking Mbappe now, okay? If you haven't heard, things are stirring up in Europe right now.
It's getting hot.
Very hot. Mbappe has requested, well, has informed PSG he will not be re-signing with them when his contract ends at the end of this footballing season, this coming footballing season. So next summer, he will be essentially a free agent on the market. He has expressed his utter desire to go to Real Madrid. That has been his dream team since he was a kid. And now it's his time to take that step. Real Madrid would love, oh my gosh, they're gushing. They're chubbed up. They're ready for Mbappe to come there. I think the whole world would be willing to see that happen because he has been kind of wasted away at PSG. PSG obviously being the perennial powerhouse in a subpar league, at least compared to that of Premier League, La Liga, Bundesliga, and Serie A. It is in the top five leagues, but it is number five. So if getting him out of that league has been a footballer's wet dream. We wanted to get him out there. We wanted to see in the likes of the Premiership, in the likes of La Liga, something, those two teams where he can truly shine, truly become the global icon that he's destined to be at this point in time. So again, PSG, they want to sell him now. But they're not going to take chump change. They know what they got. They know the hand that's been dealt to them, and they know the amount of people that want this man. And essentially, they're going to give this guy away for 1 year. Because he most likely will not sign with new team unless it's Real Madrid. And Real Madrid has spent a lot of money already and don't quite have the funds that would require to get Mbappe. That being said, you know who does the funds? Saudis do. The Saudis got all the funds. They have all the money in the world.
They have everything.
And they have made an outstanding, outstanding bid for Real Madrid with a total of $1.1 billion. The whole money on the table, that's including the transfer fee and the contract that would be given to Kylian Mbappe. So about $330 million would be going to PSG for Mbappe for this year. $330 million just for one player. That would shatter all the records that have been out there, the cost for one player, for a transfer fee. Now $770 mil of that is going to Mbappe himself. $770 mil for 1 year. 1 year of work, that's all they're asking of him. They're going to give him over a quarter, almost a quarter of $1 billion. Three quarters of a billion. They're going to give him for 1 year.
It's stupid.
It is stupid beyond belief. Granted, he is most likely will not take that. It is a Saudi league, which they are attracting a lot of talent because, again, they have all the money in the world, and they are attracting some studs that are still in their prime, which is surprising.
But look what it's kind of done to Ronaldo's
100%
legacy.
If you've seen any of this stuff, he has faltered tremendously being in this league right now. His team has underperformed with him at the helm. They went from leading the league to dropping the title. He's not there anymore. They weren't winning it. So it is something to be said. He's trying to claim the Saudi league is obviously great. Obviously, you're in it. You're not going to stand in your pile of poop and say this is poop. No, you're going to say this is the greatest thing ever. You know, you've chosen that. You're going to stand in it. You take that much money. Yeah, you're going to say anything you want right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of players are taking that bait right now. A lot of players are taking that money.
Everyone is.
Very much so. And again, it's not just people at the end of their primes. It's people in their primes. Mm-hmm. So. Something the MLS has failed to do. Well, they don't have the money like the Saudis do.
Yeah, that's night and day.
But, again, like I said, very highly unlikely that he would. But just the imagination of what 770 mil sounds like. That is more than the combined payrolls for both the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. Combined. 630 mil for those two. He's getting more than that. So the 25-man roster that each of those teams have, 50 players, he's getting more money than 50 athletes combined together.
And those are the two highest paid teams.
Two of the biggest teams. Yeah, the Mets are the highest payroll, and I think the Yanks are three or four. They're top five in there. It is ridiculous how much he's doing. Again, not going to go there. Most likely, I think he's already stated he won't go there. He is looking for this. So PSG is trying to find anything they can to get something out of this because they do not want to walk away empty-handed because that's the way it's looking.
No, you can't.
You can't do that. No, you got to get something for this guy. You have to.
So stay there for a second. I'm curious. Is there an American example you can think of that would be with PSG, you have Messi, you have Neymar, and you have Mbappe on the same team? And I know it's a different sport, but did they accomplish much with
other than winning their league? No, they didn't win the Champions League, which is the only reason why they are brought together. It would essentially be like when LeBron James joined with Dwayne Wade and Bosch, and they didn't win a championship.
Yeah,
if they never won a championship together, would have been sure they could have been the best team in the league, but they never won the actual top thing. That's what it would be.
Gotcha.
And then this essentially would be, I saw a great example of this. It would essentially be like the Shanghai Sharks offering LeBron James $1.1 billion to come join them for 1 year during his time at Miami. Like in the middle of his prime. That would be what's happening right now with the Saudi league trying to lure Mbappe away.
That makes sense.
So it's unprecedented right now. Again, when you have oil money, you're deep.
Yeah, so it breaks down to $24 a second, $88,500 an hour, $2.1 mil a day.
Oh, my God.
And then 14.7 for the week, dude. That's just...
That game check
it's crazy,
you get,
bro.
Oh, my.
$24 a second?
$24 a second. Boom, boom, boom.
I mean,
boom.
Why wouldn't he do it for a year?
$100.
That's crazy.
And he's going to go for a year, play half of the game, say that you're injured, you know? Hang out for a year. The dude's only, what, 21, 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
I would say this is generational money you can make. Now, granted, that being said.
But so is $14 million if you spend it right.
100%. Yeah. Yes, if you do it properly 100%. Right now. But this is $770 million you don't have to spend right, and you still have generational wealth.
Yeah.
You know? So
crazy.
At the same point in time, it is a league that's not backed by anything. It's just backed by the Saudis. And how much do you trust the Saudis to be able to give them that actual money? Sure, you can say, oh, the contracts. But when they say, nah, man, you didn't do it for us or anything like that. Who are you going to go after them?
Yeah,
they don't come after them, man.
What lawyer is going to go up to against them?
Against any Saudi prince, like, yo, pay this man his money. Like, you can't even leave our country now because you own the oil you just came here on. All right? So remember those journalists that are off right now? You can join them. We're Saudi Arabia.
Oh, my God. I mean,
get in line or fall in line.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have the best reputation. I don't know if you guys remember this thing in American history called 9/11, but they were behind that. So,
yeah.
But then we went to war with Iraq. We don't need to get into that.
Yeah. Politics, baby. George W. Bush. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that's your soccer world right now.
All right.
It is nuts. Money flows, baby.
$770 million for one season of work. Ooh-wee. Possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe they bonesaw you. You never know.
You never know.
You don't know the true numbers behind those contracts. You know?
Head on a swivel down there.
I mean, he would be worshipped, though, because they love their football.
Yeah.
They love it. And it would be, if he does do it, hey, shouts to him, get your money right now.
For a year?
For a year. Saudi Arabia, I hear it's a lovely country.
Oh, yeah.
No, you've never heard that.
My dad actually went to Saudi Arabia once for a business trip there. He went to Riyadh.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
He came
lovely
back.
Lovely country.
Yeah,
he came back. Oh, my God. Summer shows are going to get us canceled for sure. It's just, there's too much room to roam. We're in the doldrums of summer. I almost put NBA offseason on the rundown. I was like, no one wants to do that right now.
There's no news or report.
Exactly. And that
except for Michael Jordan finalized his deal, I believe. So I don't think he's an owner anymore. Mm. Besides that, I think that's it.
Michael Jordan got more money.
I saw that the Warriors are interested in Rudy Gay, and it's like, let's just sign up to be the oldest team in the history of the NBA. What are we doing?
Take on
is Carlos
contract?
Boozer available for the four spot? Like, what are we doing?
Boozer. Anyway. Okay, we're not talking about basketball.
Yeah.
We don't have a ton of time before the break, but do you think you could squeeze in a little baseball talk?
Maybe we should save it for afterwards.
I
want to cook a little bit more in baseball.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
The trade deadline is right.
If you guys had to guess over under 2.5 games that I've watched this season, what would you guess?
Under.
Over.
It's got to be under.
It has to be over. 2.
I'd say 3. So you've watched 3.
The whole season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say over.
I would say under.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I'm definitely over that, man. I
bet on baseball every day, so I'm watching a game every day. Not the whole game, but majority of a game.
That's
that I have
what
money
I'm talking
on.
About. An entire game, I would definitely take the under.
Okay, how about this? Like over six innings in a game counts as a game.
Well, yeah, we went to a game in person, so
there's one.
Yeah, so
but we did really want what the
Padres,
of San Diego.
Yeah.
What?
I couldn't even tell you anything about that happening in that game whatsoever.
We watched like one inning total combined.
I saw myself in the mirror more than I did.
I mean, your hair was messed up.
Yeah,
you had to fix it.
It was windy up there.
Yeah,
okay?
It was really, we were way up there.
Things were blowing around.
All right, we'll give baseball some space. Yeah. I have been watching more baseball, not full games, even though it's a little more compact. Life's just not allowing me to do that right now. But I will say, it seems as if maybe they fixed baseball.
They're doing something right. Obviously, the viewership is highly up.
It's more exciting for the little bit of baseball I've watched than recent years.
There definitely is. I mean, obviously, we've had our constraints about certain things, but I'm still watching the games. You're not going to lose me, you know?
Yeah.
Unless they do something drastic.
I think it helps. I haven't been to a Giants game yet this year, and it helps going to a game earlier in the year.
No doubt.
To get me into it.
Gets the juices flowing a little bit.
Yeah.
You lay eyes on the team personally, you're like, delicious.
Exactly. Let's take a break.
Good stat. Look at this. Wow, okay.
Oh, we got a good stat?
No, I'm just looking at his active players now.
Active players right now, the oldest active players right now in the NBA.
Let's do that. We'll come back to break.
All right. So, Haslam, but he retired. Was at 42. Iggy. At 39, James.
But
he also retire?
I think so, right?
Who?
Iggy? Did he also announce?
He hasn't officially.
Yeah.
I think Memphis is still. No, he's not on Memphis.
No, he's
on.
Warriors.
He's on the Warriors.
He never played for Memphis.
So LeBron James at 38.
That's right.
PJ Tucker, Chris Paul, Taj Gibson, and Kyle Lowry all at 37.
Wait. Taj Gibson is still in the league?
Correct.
Who did he play for?
I'm going to check right now.
It was. Yeah, where was he?
Shout out to Taj Gibson, man. USC product.
Man,
yeah, he was a boss in the
Wolves.
He's on the Wolves?
Wolves.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, wait.
They have a lot of random players on that team.
2022, 2023, Wizards.
No one watched Wizards. Any Wizards basketball last year.
Everything.
I watch a lot of hoops. I did not watch one Wizards game. Maybe, I guess, when they played the Warriors.
Then you had a whole bunch of guys at 36. George Jesse Hill Jr., Gordon Dragic, Garrett Temple.
Why did you read George Hill's middle name then?
Well, it is written up
it's
there.
It's written up there. I'm just reading what's written up there.
That being said, you're like, George Jesse, who the hell is that guy?
I don't know.
Like,
Garrett Temple. Don't know who that guy is. Al Horford, Rudy Gay, Jeff Green, Wesley Matthews, and James Johnson, all 36.
So three Warriors on that list.
Yeah, but then you got a bunch of other Warriors right behind them.
Which the rest of them are 34.
Yeah. Yeah, which is just fantastic. So like I said, let's go get booze while we're at it. See if Haslam wants to come out of retirement. Dude, Steph Curry's, what, 34?
35.
35,
wow.
Yeah.
That's old, man.
Yeah, we're getting older and older.
You should sign him.
Yo, there's literally interest in Dwight Howard. At least is one of the reports I read. And at that point, I just threw my hands in the air. It's like, what? This is, I try to tell you guys, I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to talk hoops. But I try to tell you guys, I was so bummed out. We needed to re-sign Bob Myers. Bring in Mike Dunleavy Jr. He wasn't a great player for us. He ushered in one of the worst times in franchise history. And now we're like, let's put this guy in charge of picking players, of player operation. Well, what are we doing?
Bob Myers did it right. He's like, I know what's coming. I'm out.
He saw the writing
on the
wall.
Yeah, I'm out, dude. I'm not going to. I can't fix this mess.
You know what we should do to get Steph Curry some rest during the regular season? Bring in always reliable, always on the court, Chris Paul, who's even older. That's what we should do.
Hey, during the season, he's reliable.
You know, we need a stretch four. Let's go get Rudy Gay. He must be 39 now. Let's bring him in. He can play alongside of Iggy. It's just unbelievable. We're going to put a whole lineup out there at some point this season. Everyone's going to be 33 years old or older, which in the NBA is freaking ancient.
It's a young man's game.
It is. All right, let's take a break.
I just made my day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Yeah, he was horrible for you guys.
Yeah. Troy Murphy. Oh, my God. What a tough time to be a Warriors fan. It's bringing me back to the dark ages. Oh. Nothing's working today. Let's do it one more time. Can you turn me up, sir?
I got you.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, People Powered Community Radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Jero, Derek, Rude Dog, Statman Brad, all in the house. Country Boy, Statman Brad. glad we got to the bottom of that. Definitely not a cowboy, Statman Brad. We want to thank you, our listeners. We also want to thank our friends over at the branding agency ID Design and Web, celebrating 20 years in Chico, providing award-winning websites, Facebook, Instagram, and Google strategies, as well as branding and graphic design. To find everything created for your business in just one place, visit ID Design and Web online. Shouts to them, shouts to you. Appreciate y'all vibing with us this afternoon. And I think it's time to get y'all caught up on what's going on in the world. Derek Ismaki has the news! He has the news!
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Ismaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for
the news.
We head our way to our favorite place in the world right now, people. Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And we're in Miami, Florida this time.
Oh.
Now, I might be doing people Miami wrong by saying Miami, Florida, because I know people in Miami don't like to be associated with Florida.
Yeah, why would you want to be?
Yeah, but y'all are Miami. Y'all are Florida,
too. It is in Florida.
Y'all are Florida, too. Like, yeah. Y'all just have much of your problems as well. Okay? Like, you're not as crazy as the rest of Florida, but you're still in Florida, and it rubs off on you, and you can smell it from here. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right? You can smell Florida from 3,000 miles away. That being said, we got Mom of the Year nomination for you right now.
Uh-oh.
Miss Jasmine Paez. Miss Jasmine Paez, do you know the story?
If it's a story I'm thinking, yes, I okay. do. Does it involve right. her kid?
Yes.
Yep, I do know the story.
Miss Jasmine Paez has got a 3-year-old son right now. Must be having a little tough time, though, with this 3-year-old son. Why? Because she decided to pay $3,000 to have a hitman take out her baby boy.
Oh!
A few thousand dollars for a 3-year-old.
God damn.
That's a...
What?
I mean, you can do it yourself, Jasmine. Like...
Baby's three.
Three.
Like, you can overpower that you thing, don't need let me tell you.
I'm sorry, $3,000.
Put it in the basket, take it to firehouse, don't, you know, take it to...
I feel like the baby's not even going to put up that much of a fight until it's, like, 13.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could snuff out a kid no problem.
Yeah, you can... Back
if you
to
really
the,
wanted something. To, yes.
There's ways... But you wanted to... Shout out to the man right now who is hiring himself, who has himself a fake hitman for hire site that people do.
It's a website.
It's a website, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they're out there everywhere. Yeah, yeah. How do I kill my son? Oh, there we go. Here's a quick link in
the
here for you.
First one that pops
yeah.
up.
Yeah, verified account and everything right now. But he does himself the proper by informing the police of the people that contact him. So here we go. $3,000. Obviously didn't get away with it. Got herself charged with first-degree solicitation of murder. And third degree using communication device for an unlawful purpose.
That's pretty much murder, right?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. Solicitation of murder, first degree especially, it's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be right up there. Hopefully she's not coming out of that pen anytime.
No.
Because again.
What?
3 years old, you could. The kid had, I mean, granted, luckily the kid did not die, so the kid is still there. But he is now better off in his life because he doesn't have a mom that's trying to kill him.
Yep.
That's always nice.
Imagine that story when he's like 18.
Right?
Or when he's old enough to like read the internet.
Right?
Like, yo, wait, is this me?
Should it off me?
I mean, it's going to be a great two truths and a lie.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Like, dude. No one's going to guess that.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Dude, let me pull it up real quick. My mom tried to kill
so
me.
So I used to live in Florida. My mom used to try to kill me, and I've never eaten peanut butter.
There you go.
Dude, that's wild. People are sick, dude.
Yeah, yeah. So shouts to... Miss Jasmine Paez.
And of course it's in Florida.
Yeah.
Yep.
Naturally.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
You look at the picture right now. She looks like she would try to off on a 3-year-old.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's,
She's whacked out of her mind.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, she ain't there. The video's even trying here. Yeah. It does not help. Sorry, Jasmine. That was your last chance of getting anything. Moving on right now. We keep it into the good old South right now, where here they're kind of a thing. Slightly are here at Chico. They don't have that much power like they do elsewhere in other universities, but sororities and fraternities are a thing. They're a big thing, especially in the South. They take it very seriously down there. Very seriously. So seriously that parents will hire consultants for their daughters to get into sororities, spending as much as $4,000 to do so. I love a good scam, and this sounds beautiful right now. Shouts to these ladies right now, because they like to say getting into sororities is nearly as tough as entry into top universities. You just have to be hot. Be trendy. That didn't say that hot was added by me. I'm sorry, guys.
It sounded right, though.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome. Yeah. Be trendy, but not too trendy. Modest, but not too modest. Fit in. Be unique.
What does that mean?
What? Yeah, what?
How are you supposed to fit in whilst being unique? Yeah.
So that's what they're having right now. So shouts to you ladies who are trying to get in sororities. Good luck. $4,000 is all you need to get the right answers, wear the right clothes. When I feel a good mirror would do the job too.
It's probably more than that. That seems pretty slim.
The whole process is ridiculous on getting into a sorority.
Yeah, even pain when you're in it already.
It's an arm and a leg. Yeah. Like,
I mean, the idea is obviously to set you up for future connections.
Yeah,
and blah, blah, blah,
networking.
Blah, blah.
It's all blah, blah, blah. Future alumni and whatnot.
My local bar did that for me. Okay?
Hey, let's go, baby. Let's go.
I probably spent that much money on booze and bar more, but that's beside the point. I didn't feel it that harshly or all at once. That being said... that's tough, man.
Yeah,
that's tough.
That sounds like a great business to go into, though.
Hey, they're just preying on the people that are desperate, and it's sad.
Well, it's
out
the
there.
Same idea of a life coach, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. But I mean, I feel like a life coach I have a lot more respect for.
Cause you're really?
Than this. I'm not saying completely.
I mean, it's the same scam. It's just for your entire life.
Yes, yeah. No, that's a good scam, right? That's like they
kind of like this niche market.
This one is like
it's like the life coach. That market is flooded. It is oversaturated.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to be a motivator of some nature.
Plus, people that want to be in a sorority or a fraternity, they have money.
They do.
Or their parents have money.
Yes.
I guess, yeah.
So let me take advantage of these.
These parents that usually just want to spend money to not have to listen to their daughters.
You could even go with the minor league system where you're giving them the advice for future investments of their career contract.
See, I actually like this idea better.
You know,
I like this idea
a small
better.
Percentage of whatever you get.
Exactly. Whatever you make in life, I want to chip
3.5% of whatever you make.
You know what successful people who have money don't have? Life coaches.
Yes.
Right?
They are the life coaches.
So this is a whole other market that was previously untapped. I actually like this whole scheme now. I'm in.
So shouts to these ladies out there in the good old South in Georgia.
Yeah.
Put up the good...
Pay me, daughter, and I'll get you in.
Get her in,
Georgia and Alabama.
She can have all these numbers that she says, like, I got 50 ladies that got themselves into Sigma Phi Nu. I got 23 into Theta Chi Theta.
Different.
How many? How many more?
All these girls are hiring agencies.
For $4,000, you bring in 20 people. That's $80,000 a year.
That's pretty good.
And that's probably a part-time job for most of these people. Yeah.
All you got to do is dress them, and teach them some words to say.
Yeah.
The same pamphlet every year.
Pretty much.
Just teach them how to fit in while being unique.
Be unique. Yes. Yeah. Be modest, but not too modest. Some mystery, but I want to see the mystery.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Like tantalize me with that mystery.
Show me a little.
Yeah. Let me know that there's a mystery to solve. You know, like. I need to know before I get Scooby-Doo in the game involved, you know?
Scooby-Doo.
That being said, that's the news.
Hold on real quick. Oh, yes. Can we just talk about this chimp that threw the water bottle?
Oh, okay.
You were fascinated by this moment in time.
No, it was the best thing I've ever seen, maybe in the history of the internet.
Okay.
For those of you unfamiliar, in a southern China zoo.
I think it was South. Wasn't it South Korean?
No, it was China.
It was China? Okay.
Yeah.
Right, it would be
a girl throws a water bottle into a chimpanzee exhibit, and the chimpanzee runs over to the water bottle and chucks it right back and drills this girl in the face. And the video is so brilliant.
Sorry, I just watched it.
It is so brilliant.
Is it confirmed that she's the one that threw it?
It's the same one who threw it.
She threw it? Okay. All right. I couldn't quite make that out. The video was that is swift and sweet justice by said chimp.
Yes.
It was street justice. I love some street justice.
That's chimp justice right
But you
there.
Guys, go look up the video. Just type in chimpanzee or chimp water bottle. You'll find it everywhere. It's unbelievable the accuracy at which this chimp underhands this ball. This chimp should be in the big leagues on the mound. This chimp had a cannon, and I just really love these animals just getting fed up with humans.
That would be dope if we did, like, they were able to find a way to, like, teach an animal to, like, throw a baseball and, like, get him into, like, Air Bud. You know? Like, a legitimate Air Bud.
I'd be down. But, like, sign me up, sir.
Do you know how many tickets they'd be selling to see a chimp throw a Major League Baseball game?
Striking people out, bro?
Yeah. I'm like, yo, dude.
I'm all the way in.
Number 75, chimp.
I love me some animal justice. All right, let's bring on our foreign correspondent.
That was impressive.
Wasn't it? It's a great video.
That was tight.
All right. Each week we class up the show. We get a little bit smarter by bringing in our foreign correspondent who covers all the sports we didn't pay enough attention to over the weekend. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
We're doing all right, I think.
Yeah, we're there.
We're hanging in there.
We're here. Better than most, worse than some.
Yeah, fair enough. So I know you're kind of running the gamut for us this week. We got the Open, we got Tour de France, and then of course we have the Women's World Cup, which we have not talked about. So wherever you want to go, we'll follow.
Well, I think the most exciting was Brian Harman, the 36-year-old American who won the 151st Open Championship at Royal Liverpool Golf Club in Hoylake, England yesterday. Pretty impressive that the guy is 36 years old. Kind of ironic based on your conversation earlier about these NBA players aging out. But you guys, I mean, there's potential for all of you. 36. Pretty impressive.
That's really impressive.
My dude has got a waggle, though. Oh, my goodness, is that dude waggle out there. That was tough to watch sometimes.
It was annoying to watch, for sure. But I'm so happy that an American won. Poor guy was booed relentlessly during horrific conditions. I know that we're dealing with some horribly hot weather in Salt Lake City. I'm sure Chico is as well. But better than torrential downpours during your summer.
I mean, I'd rather have it be raining here than 110. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I was on the water. I was fine.
Yeah, so you can find ways to relieve yourself from the heat.
Fair enough.
But the rain is always
there. Yeah, you do summer sports.
Yeah.
But gotcha. It was really tough conditions out there yesterday. Brian was basically in the lead most of the weekend. It started on Friday. He won by 6 shots, which is, I think, the most in, like, 25 years, maybe. I forget that. Yeah. But it just... There was no competition this weekend for Harmon, and despite the horrible conditions, he ended up winning by six shots. So, mad props.
Always nice to see an American win over in British soil, you know. So,
suck it, Brit.
That's right.
We did it again.
We beat them again.
USA, 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 USA.
All right.
Remember July 4th, y'all, okay? All right?
Well said.
Yeah. Sorry, Aaron. Continue.
You were saying, Aaron?
Save us. Save us.
Real quick, the Tour de France, honestly, I mean, does anyone really care about the name Jonas Vingegaard? He won last year as well.
Oh, wow.
The last stage is basically ceremonial. He had already won based on time. He was drinking champagne before the stage even started. It's the views, though. If you're interested, go look. They have to do 8 circuits on the Champs-Élysées. They're riding past the Arc de Triomphe and the Louvre, and it's just very cool to watch if you just want to watch, like, one circuit. I think it's very cool to see them riding their bikes over the cobblestones in Paris.
I had a really brilliant idea when I was riding my bike, trying to make the Tour de France a little more interesting for the common viewer. And I wish they would do like a bet between the drugs. Like, you have like one team's on this drug, one team's on this drug, like meth, coke, heroin, weed, doping, you know, something like that. And it's acid. Like, which one's the best, you know? Like, oh, meth makes you win this one, but, you know, oh, the blood doping is the way to go. It's more longevity. Or, you know, it'd be nice to know. That's science right
there. What you're thinking to yourself as you're riding around on your bike.
In a peaceful...
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, how to make the Tour de France? I mean, would you not be entertained?
Oh, I would be interested. I'd be watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the guys on weed probably wouldn't do that well, but they'd probably have a good time doing it.
Yeah, I don't think the guys on heroin would do very
well. No, they wouldn't even start. Yeah, they would just they would be at the starting line still.
They'd be gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Aaron, can you help us out with some Women's World Cup? We paid precious little time.
Well, I want Aaron to rock this.
What?
I want Aaron to rock this, you know? Women's World Cup.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're just clearing out. Yes. You're giving her space.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, so Women's World Cup is underway in Australia. It's in the group stages until August 3rd. That's when things will start to get really interesting. But we played the first game versus Vietnam, won handily, 3-0. Our next game is versus the Netherlands on Wednesday. I think it's going to be a tougher competition, but I believe in us. I also believe that USA will handily win this World Cup, which is the best reason to watch, just to watch the USA win.
I love Aaron's optimism in this one right now.
Yeah.
She's very good, yeah. I mean, like I said, that victory against Vietnam was definitely impressive the way they were able to continue, but the thing that scared me was their lack of finishing on that field right there. If you're going to be in this World Cup, you cannot let easy goal opportunities like that go amiss, especially against when the competition does get stiffer, and it does with the Netherlands squad right now. So this USA team, again, they looked brilliant. They dominated the hell out of Vietnam. Vietnam, I don't even think had a shot, period. Ball was pretty much in their half the entire time, but the USA, they should have won 8-0. It should have been. The fact that they only got 3 is a little disappointing.
They didn't want to embarrass them.
No, embarrass them.
No,
okay?
This is the World Cup.
Yeah, no, there is pure embarrassment allowed. You're remember Hanoi, to. Okay?
Yeah, right now,
I'm just saying.
Right now is the time to embarrass all those teams.
Yeah. That being said,
I think you embarrass the Netherlands. I don't think you embarrass Vietnam. You know what I'm saying? There's just...
You got to come out strong in the World Cup, and they did not come out strong. They looked very lazy in their passing and their execution.
I wanted Vietnam to never want to show up at the World Cup ever again. That's what I want. I wanted them to
I want these smaller countries to never want to do this ever again.
We're never playing.
They quit the sport.
I want them to shut down women's sports in that league right away. Okay, they're like, nope, we won't even have a chance. Why is the point of being out there? No, obviously that's not. But still, USA, they should have throttled it.
I mean, the spread was 6.5.
Yeah, see?
And they only scored 3.
And they should have had what much more. The finishing was, again, first cup. First game of the group stages, a lot to get into still, but this, they still have a great squad. Their talent is immense.
They're deep.
And you are doubting me for my optimism?
I still don't think they will. I think that England has a squad right now that is ripe for the picking, and I think it's, they're going to bring it home before the lads do. That's what I'm hoping for.
Brian Harmon embarrass them on their own land, I believe we can do the same thing in this soccer.
I'm down for game. That too. Yeah.
All right.
It's soccer game.
I mean, we great go from Aaron. The Men's World Cup, where we tie them there. We beat them in baseball. We beat them in their own backyard in golf. And then we beat them in World Cup for women's. I would love that.
That would be nice.
That'd be great. Yeah. Is there anything else we can beat them in?
2023, the year of taking down Britain yet again.
That's right. Yeah. History repeats itself.
Sorry to all our Brits out there.
I'm not.
No, we're not.
Aaron, you got anything else on the Women's World Cup, or can we move on to questions real quick?
That's it.
All right. Let's knock these out because we don't have a ton of time.
No, plenty of time.
Coworker crush. What's up, TBP Brain Trust? I will get right to my question and skip the kiss ass part about how great
kiss
you
guys
are.
Kiss ass.
I need our ego stroke more.
Yes, exactly. Here's my situation. I work for a rather large company here in Silicon Valley. I recently was promoted to a team lead, aka middle management. On my team, there's a very attractive woman. This woman and I have become fairly close. We've even gone out for a couple of drinks after work together on two separate occasions. It is pretty obvious that there is an attraction here. The problem is that with the promotion, one of the documents I signed says that I must disclose any relationship, and I am not allowed to date anyone that directly reports to me. As much as I would like to see where this relationship might go, I am nervous that I might get caught, that if we get caught, I will be fired. I do not know that this relationship is worth my job. However, I am very attracted to this woman, and I would like to see if there is a chance things could work out. What advice can you all offer me, and have any of you dated someone you worked with? Let's start there. Has anyone dated someone they worked with?
Yes.
I think we've all done
that. Yeah, we all
have. Yeah, everyone has.
I have not.
No. I've never dated anyone I worked with.
I mean, I've learned not to.
I tried.
Really?
I'm
never.
Huh.
No. Yeah.
I'm now marrying the girl that I dated, so... that I worked with.
I'm glad that's happened first.
Yeah,
man.
That'd
be weird if you dated after you got married.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Well, what advice can we offer our friend here?
That's a sticky situation right now. But Aaron, I don't know. You take the
Have
helm
you ever heard of the Me Too movement? I would highly recommend against this. You don't know where it's going to go. It can get very bad very quickly.
Yep.
It might not just be your job. Yeah, it's just, watch out.
How attractive is she, though?
That's what I was about to say. Two questions. How good is your job?
Yes.
How attractive is she?
Yes. And can you possibly have her switch to another team?
That's the workaround.
Yeah,
if there's another team that you can have her move to, then you guys can still, if you only have to disclose, you're prohibited from dating someone who you are their direct report. Then I think, is there room to move her? Is she open to that? You know, like, obviously, and just dating someone who you are their superior at work, that is a real sketchy dynamic.
That's a weird spot.
Yep. No matter what, no matter if it's legal or if it's not, I shouldn't say legal, no matter if it's allowed or encouraged or prohibited, always a dicey situation, dating management. So I think, see if she can move. Otherwise, I think you're playing with fire, bro.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, I think it's fire's fun though. That's the problem.
It's so much hotter by the fire.
Say, man, you ever toasted a marshmallow not by the fire? It doesn't work.
All right, got another one here. Best man speech. Yo, boys and Aaron, I hope this question makes the air because I could really use your help as I am running out of time. I am the best man in a wedding coming up for the first weekend in August. I am expected to give a speech at the wedding. I have heard Jarrell lament the fact that speeches are even a part of weddings in the past, and I couldn't agree more. My guy, why are we still doing this? Anyway, I am curious, with Jarrell and Brad both getting married this year, congrats to both of you.
Thank you.
What is your workaround to avoid the speeches? In my case, it is unavoidable, so what advice can you offer me as to how I should go about prepping my best man speech. I'm not the best public speaker, and I am a bit more reserved than some of the other groomsmen. My brother told me just to get hammered and it won't matter what I say. I would prefer to hear
no, don't do that.
He all can offer me since the wedding is close and my anxiety is mounting. Thank you for the amazing show. Then there's a bunch of there's some kiss ass part, but he also said, also, who gets married in August in Chico? It's a formal wedding too. What are we doing?
That's so dumb.
Why would you do this to your friends and family? Great question.
Been there before. Those
your friends
are tough.
A jerk. And we've all been there, yeah. All right. Best man speech. Let's start with you, Aaron. Have you ever had to deliver a speech at a wedding before?
Yeah. So my suggestion is short, sweet, make it a little funny, and practice. If you're nervous, I know it's just really cliche, but like say it back and forth. So you know it really easily. I think that really helps if you're going to speak publicly. Do not get hammered. It will make it a thousand times worse.
100%.
A shot doesn't hurt, though. One shot doesn't hurt before the
little
speech.
Get
some confidence in your body.
After the three-page front and back speech, the next worst thing is the hammered drunk speech.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are tough. So don't do that, please, whatever you do. And like Aaron said, short and sweet. Maybe a fun anecdote about the person that doesn't truly embarrass them. Slightly embarrass them makes them slightly funny. A quirky moment. Nothing that's like really, really embarrassing. Yeah. Though. Nothing that's like involves other women.
That's
too.
For the bachelor party. That's for the bachelor party. Already happened.
Leave the other any other women in there. Leave that story out of it. Yeah. Once it's like a sister or something like that. Yeah. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
But like I said, Aaron, short and sweet, and just get over with. You know.
Yeah, short and sweet. Make it about both of them, not just the best man or the groomsman. Make it about them and how she makes him happy. You've never seen him this happy. You're so excited for their future. Boom. Speech over.
Yep, yeah.
Do you have a workaround for your wedding for speeches?
So I wrote actually like a 1.5 page for my buddies, and then I threw it on out, and I did exactly that. It's like how happy that the bride made him and everything, and 1.5, 2 minutes, and it was probably the best speech.
Kills it.
Yeah.
Right there.
Kills it. Yeah.
Always honestly. Yeah.
Short,
always
quick,
short,
sweet. In, out about both of them.
And make sure it comes from the heart as well.
Yeah. Well, do you have a workaround for your wedding, or are you doing speeches?
No, we're doing speeches.
Okay.
So.
My workaround is ain't no speeches. Pretty simple. Oh. I hate speeches. I will get up in the middle. I don't care. I will get up and I'm going to leave and I'll come back. There's going to be 30 minutes. It's awkward. It's cringy. It sucks. If you smoke cigarettes, that's a great time to go smoke a cigarette. If you smoke weed, great time to go smoke weed. If you do other things, good time to go to the bathroom and powder your nose.
Yeah, we got an open bar for mine, so you guys can go over to the bar.
I will not be sitting around for the speeches. I promise.
I was going to say, and there's a smoking area, so you guys can go out there
speeches
and do that.
Speeches at weddings that's need fine. To die. Let's stop doing this.
Unless you get a good speech, then it's a good speech.
But here's the problem. It's hard to get then those. Other people get it's, encouraged because they feel so-and-so talk, but I'm actually closer to Brad, so I should speak. Too. And then it just, you open the floodgates. If you put a restriction on it, you're like, my dad's going to say something, and my best man, and that's it. And then the groom's gal, maid of honor, and my her mom, cool. In, out. But when you open it up, when you open it up, you open it up.
We do not do that.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Speeches are terrible at weddings. Let's end them. But for this guy, I think we answered his question.
We got you.
All right. Aaron, excellent as always. We're going to bring you on a little earlier on the show so we could get a little more space with these questions. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Talk to you next week.
Later.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right. So we have...
same amount of time I had before the break.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get it in. I can do it. That's what, yes.
I also have a grinds my gears.
Okay.
But you do your thing. Let's talk baseball real quick.
All right. So baseball is going on right now. The trade deadline is around the corner. And I want to talk about, you're not playing my music, so I thought that's what was going to happen. Are we doing it as a you dead to me right now? Can you not do that? Never mind.
Continue.
I'm doing it. I'm rolling down this wagon anyway. So right now, I got a really thing that annoys the living bejesus out of me right now, and it's anyone out there that is saying how great Babe Ruth is and how he's still the greatest baseball player
out there. What?
I am tired of seeing the ChatGPT list of the people or anyone out there that has Babe Ruth listed in the top 10 of baseball players of all time right now. Sure, he was great right now, but right now, in this day and age, he would be nothing. He would not be able to hit any of these balls that are coming his way. None of those guys were. They've never seen anything like what these pitchers are throwing these days. They've never dealt with it. All these guys are so much better athletes than all of those old timers back then. Not to mention the fact that it was segregated as well. So you don't have that option. That being said, and
not until, like, I would say the 90s, late 80s, can I take any of those baseball players truly seriously. I get it. The nostalgia is great, and I love the idea of, like, the Stan Musials, the Lou Gehrigs, the Babe Ruths. I love the connection that we have. But to say that he is the greatest baseball player because he hit 60 back in the day, he would be nothing in today's game. Sure, he had a great swing, but I guarantee you, these pitches that he's seen back then are nothing like they've seen in today.
Let's also remember the home runs or the walls were brought in a heck of a lot more than they're at now.
All right, very true. But still, when their pairs are coming at you at 85 miles an hour right there and you're mashing, he can mash like that. You ain't hitting 96 with arm side break of 17 inches. You ain't hitting that, Babe Ruth. I'm sorry.